Kumlena Black Gemara, Chav Beis Kislev, Davyu Beis Amid Aleph. So the Rabbi introduced, Rabbi Yechon introduced a new concept called Leiv Bezdin Masna Aleyan, which Rav Chisda vehemently opposes, and we know Rav Shimon Choy opposes, and we're trying to work out who are the ones who actually hold the Leiv Bezdin Masna Aleyan. We say it was the Rabbanon, but which Rabbanon hold that? Because Rav Yechon made a statement that says that if you have an animal that has no blemish on it whatsoever, if you want, then it's left over at the end of the year and you cannot use it anymore because it's from last year's kupa, last year's machzor shekel. What do you do with it? And so we had a machlekes. According to Rav Shimon bar Yochai, says you contract it, wait till it has a movement. The Rabbanon say you don't have to. But Rabbanon believe in Leiv Bezdin Masna Aleyan, and Rav Shimon holds you cannot say Leiv Bezdin Masna Aleyan. In other words, according to Rabbanon, the Bezdin made it conditional. If you don't need it, it never became, retrospectively, it was never tummy. Who are these Rabbanim? So we went through a number of different brises, and each one we explained that this is a limited way only. Maybe here, Leiv Bezdin Masna Aleyan, because there's no alternative, or because it's very precious, the Parah Adumah. So finally, Gemara concludes. He learned this a tradition from his Rabbeim, and they told him the following, exactly what he said before. The David, according to Rav Shimon, who does not believe that Leiv Bezdin Masna Aleyan, comes the end of the year, you got a couple of kabbalas left over, what do you do? Ein Nivdin. You cannot redeem it the way it is, you have to wait till it contracts a mum. Or, actually, they don't do that either. So what do they do with the animal? You cannot redeem it, and you don't need any more carbon tomates, so what do you do with it? We'll see in a minute. The Dibre Chachamim lived in, according to Chachamim, hold a Leiv Bezdin Masna Aleyan, so therefore these animals are no longer Kaidish, they're Chulin, and then you buy it back again with a new, so you just swap it over for money, and you sell it, in other words, and then you buy it back with new coins, the new money. Says the Gemara, so according to Rav Shimon, what they do with this kintimidi, and you don't redeem it, so what do you do? You don't let it go, you wait for half to have a moon, so what do you do with it? The divir Rav Shimon, the lesser Leiv Bezdin Masna Aleyan, my obviously, what do they do with it? Amar Rav Yitzchak Rabbi Yochanan, makitzin bohenes amizbeach. Makitzin means dessert. They keep the mizbeach full. In other words, it's inappropriate to have, you know, you have these lulls. Sometimes they're busy in the base of Midrash, sometimes it's quiet. When it's quiet, nothing happens, and it doesn't look dignified to have a base of Midrash and Mizbeach lying there, nothing happening. So therefore, in order to keep it occupied, they bring kabbanis all the time. It's called a dessert, because the Mizbeach is achila, eats, and that's the main meal, that's the normal kabbanis, and then this is called a dessert. That's what you do with this tamidin. On that day, you bring it on the Mizbeach just to keep the Mizbeach occupied. Om Rab Shmuel, Rab Yitzchak, Rab Shmuel, Rab Yitzchak. No, we'll see in a minute. Right now, we're saying these animals are used for the dessert. So it's not if they didn't, they always bought money from the kupa. They would buy animals, and these animals they brought on the mizbeach were called oglos. They were completely burned the mizbeach. So the question is, how does Rav Shimon learn? Does Rav Shimon learn this animal itself was put on the mizbeach as a dessert? Or does he say you wait till this has a mum and then you sell it and then you buy another animal and you put down his bear? What did he didn't specify? He's Omar, so it sounds like the carbon tamidin, the animal itself, goes on his bear. This animal. It was meant all along to go on his bear as a carbon tamid, which is like an oiler, so he goes on his bear as an oiler. However, when it comes to Se'iri Chattas, they were never set aside to be an oiler. They were set aside to be a Chattas. And we learned yesterday it's possible that it got lost. And they found a new one. What do you do with the one? And then they bought a new one. Then they found the old one. What do they do with the old one? These animals were set aside to be a Chattas. And what do you do with, and since it doesn't believe Leiv Bezdin Masna Aleyan, what do you do? You cannot say, oh, I'll put a Mizbeach to be an oiler. Because we're set aside to be a Chattas. So those animals, he's moide that the Se'ire de Chatois, the goats are supposed to be a Chattas. She'ein makitz and big gufon. You cannot put the animal itself on the Mizbeach dessert. Ela b'dmeyan. You use the value of that.
They've got six animals. Every time they've got six animals. Yeah, how can they use one?
The goats. Oh, Sukkah, they lost the goat. Okay. Now, what's the svara? Umar Rishim, see the chata, she'ain makitz and goof, you don't put the animal itself on the mizbeach, a bit may, and you sell it, and you wait till it has a moon, and you sell it, and with the money, you go ahead and you buy a new animal, which is put as an oiler. In the case of a carbon tamid, the mikara oila. What's a carbon tamid? A carbon tamid is an animal that gets entirely burned on his bech. That's an oila. Is an oila now that you no longer need it for a tamid? Vahashto oila, you place it on his bech as a ketz on his bech as a dessert, which is again as an oila. Fine, no problem. Abel Halston, the mikara chatas, the chila, the carbon for Yom Kippur Shchedi was set aside for chatas. And now vahashto oila, now that you no longer need it because you found the, you got another one and now you found this one, and we're gonna bring it up as an oila. We're worried, even though you're allowed to. Because since it's no longer needed a chatas, if we're going to allow a chatas to be changed into an oila directly, even though you already, because you had a kapara before with another one animal, we're scared that next time people make a mistake and think you can swap any oila into any chatas into an oila. We don't want mistakes to happen. Said the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Zabaye, Afanana Mitanina. This time Abaye said, I will support it. Abaye says that we take a look at what? That we are goyze, that we do not use the chatas itself for the dessert, the mizbeach. We wait till it has a mum, sell it. And with the money, you buy an oil. How do I know? Well, par, because it says, as we learned yesterday, par v'soye shayinge putim. You have a bull. You have a goat in him. Keep it, sh'ovdu, they got lost. V'hifrish achedim tachteim, and you substitute with other ones. Or v'chein se'idi avodah zarah, the goat, when the Eden collectively committed avodah zarah based on the das bezin, they have to bring a goat for everybody. Sha'av, they both kabbonah tzibur. Sha'av, they got laws v'hifish achein tachtein, you replaced it with some other animal. And now you found it. What do you do? Is cool on your musu d'rabbi. Said, what? It's no different than the 5 chatoyes hameses. That what do you do with them? You put them down. Rabbi Lozov and Rabbi Shimon say there's a fundamental difference between a chatas a tzibur and a chatas a yochid. By a chatas a yochid, we say there's chamisha chatois meses. There are 5 different cases of chatois that we have put them down. If the let's say the guy died or the guy already lost and got another one, 5 different chatois that they die. I mean, we say yiru. They say no, but it comes to a tzibur ain't a mace, and therefore they say yiru, let it wander about atcha yistavu until it contracts a mum. They yimoch, you will sell it. The yiplu the mail and a dover, and the money should fall into the dover. Why she ain't chata tzibur mace doesn't die? Now the question is, why nikrivu inugufaya? Why does the Mishnah say that when the Rosh Shimon and Abelazar both say that you let it wander about until it contracts a mum? Why didn't they just say, bring this on the mizbech, as ketzim mizbech? Is that right? Since it was set aside for a chatas, we will not, even though you don't no longer need it as a chatas, we will not use it as an oil directly. Allah shmam is a gzeda, why not take it? Because gzeda, l'acha kapara, or to lifna kapara. We are worried after kapara, up to before kapara. Omar Rava says, Rava, Afna Gemara, bring a number in different places to prove the same point, that if an animal was set aside for something else, a chatas or something else, we will not use it for an oila, even though Apidin you should be able to, because you no longer need it for a chatas, but we're scared people will make a mistake and think, if this case I can transfer from a chatas to an oila, why can't I do it in any other case?
What happens
with the chatas? Is it eaten by kain? Say it again. Kom chatas eaten by kain, and the oila gets kule kol Hashem. They get totally burnt on the mizbech. Says Rav, not to be Adam by Abaye, Afananamitini, we learned that Vahasheni, what happened was, we have a pair of animals and we make a lottery. And we say one is La Hashem and one is La Zozel. It's a pair. And they both have to be equal weight, equal look, and everything else. What happened if one of them ran away? Can't find it. So we don't say, oh, well, we'll use, let's say the Azazel one ran away. We don't say, well, with Chatzis one we're taking care of, let's bring another animal in for Azazel. Since the only way to get to it is by a Goydel, you have to bring 2 more animals and do the Goydel again. So what do you do with the one animal that's still left behind, that was set aside to be a Chatzis? What do you do with that animal? So it says over there, Vahasheni, and the second animal that's left behind, what do you do with that one? Since we're not going to use it. Is yida achi yistayev? Yeah. So that one animal, you will use whatever this is, and the other animal left over from last time. What you do is let it wander about achi yistayev lezamum v'yimach, and you sell it v'yiplu damav l'nedava. Whenever it says yiplu damav l'nedava, it means you buy an animal which will be an oila and you burn it on the mizbech. That's whatever it means nedava. Another nedava. Now l'chayde, since we're not letting it die, we're not putting it down. This is a chatas. Obviously, this follows up Shimon. And why is it that you have to sell it? Vama yikrav iyo gufe oila. Let's bring this itself as an oila. We will not allow an animal set aside for a chatas to be used as an oila, even though technically you're allowed to because you no longer need this as a chatas and ain't chatas tiba mesa. We're not going to, because people make a mistake if we change it after the kapara. Next time we'll change it before the kapara. Amar Avinu says many generations later. Afan Avinu, I bring another raya. We know that the five chatois, if the owner of the chatas died before you brought the chatas, the children do not bring the chatas because the person doesn't need any more the kapara of the chatas. The death itself is the kapara. So what? But an osham is different than a chatas. If an osham shemesa baila of a carbon osham of the owner died, by an osham we different. We let it wander about till again contracts a mum. And so halacha mashinai that whatever happens to a chatas and it dies, by an osham is roya. And what do you do with an animal that wanders about? You sell it, and with the money you buy an oilas nedava to fill the mizbech. So says the Gemara. Oishin is chaper bailav. Or another example is, for example, the owner was already forgiven. For example, the animal got lost, and he brought another animal, and he found this one. What do you do? Yidah, you should let it wander about. Achi yistayv until the contract to move. Yimach, you sell it. Yiblu dama of the nedava. You take the money, and you buy what? You buy a carbon oilah. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. He says, I hold there's no difference between a carbon usham and a carbon chattas. Just like a carbon chattas, if Mesa by love, the owner died, or Nishapa by love, the owner was forgiven, what do you do with the chattas? You put it down. I hold the same thing applies to an usham. Absolutely no difference between one another. All the psulim that apply to chattas apply to usham. According to Rabbi Eliezer, there's no difference between a chattas and usham. All the technical halachas are the same. Rabbi Yeshua says, Yavi bedam of oila. That with the money, you bring a carbon oila zedava. They hold exactly the same thing. Gemara will ask, not here, but when we get to Kotchi, what's it in here too? Different when you need smicha, you know, because he says you bring an oila. The previous one just says you sell it and you bring an oila zedava, which is like a carbon sibur. Here he says you should bring it as an oila, which are different. If it's a different, a yachid brings an oila. Or if it's an oila tzibur, whether you need smicha l'mashal, there are differences. Yeah, but when you say you let it wander about, when the money being oila tzibur, it's like ketzem mizbech. Ketzem mizbech is not a private thing. You donate to the mizbech immediately, put it on, and they write it. The way Rabbi Yeshua learns it is, it's your carbon that you yavi bedam of oila. You bring an oila now, and so you bring an oila, you have all the dinim that apply to an oila yachid. For example. That who pays for the nesachim? If you put it on ketzem mizbeach, every korban needs with it flour offering and needs with it a wine offering. Who pays for that? If it's the first opinion from Rabbi Shimon, you put it on the mizbeach. It's a communal thing. The basic mitzvah had from his coffers will take out money and buy the nesachim and buy the this. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's your personal korban, so the nesachim is yours. Everything is yours. And the smicha and all that, all these things. That's the difference. If it's your private or the communal. Anyway, but the problem over here is the question is very simple. With the kind of haguf oila, why do you have to wander, let it wander about, and so on and so forth? Take this asham and bring it up as an oila. Is that aya that we don't want to change a carbon asham to an oila? Ela lav kizeda, we are worried. Lachar kapora to lifne kapora, shmamino. Is that aya? Exactly what you said before. Interesting. The only place that the Gemara concludes shmamino is from Ravina's raya. Even though all the other eyes, the chedrus is equal. No, no, no. For example, the guy died right before you did. They brought it up.
Yeah, no, but saying there's a gzeira that
we're worried that the next time is you're gonna you yourself will bring up. You think I'm setting aside for chatas. Then the last minute you change. I want an oila. And you claim to say, what is this karma? Say it's an oila because I saw it done in the past. It happened to me. That's what we're worried about. Then we're right to tell you what we learned. Another braise, mahei mevia min ha-moises. What do they do with the leftovers with these covered medium? What do they do with them? Kate, they put it as dessert kibbenoi shuach mizbech, like these dates that you use, and we give it to the mizbech. So we see clearly from here that the carbon tamidim, they themselves were the dessert. They themselves were brought up on the mizbech, because they carbon tamidim are also an oila. doesn't support any. Support for what? We're not looking for support. We're looking for support that for other commands we don't do it. Not that for this one we did. Yeah, but it doesn't say other commands we don't. But we're also saying that ketz means dessert. Boksiv, and it says kichol se'or v'chol dvash. So, what do you mean? It sounds like over here that with the mizbech you don't do desserts and all that. Just like a person after a meal has a dessert. So to over here, and what is dessert? Sweets. So to over here in mizbech, we give these toides, these oilas, not toides, these oilas nadava. That's like dessert to mizbech. Okay, says the Gemara. We said that you can fill the mizbeach with oilas only animals, not birds. This is nonsense. You made it up. You're accusing me of making up things like burchsvaris. Burchs sounds like burchsvaris. That's basically what it means. I know I'm written ele. I said it. Umashmei that I've seen in Nadoya. I'm written ele. And I said in Nadoya. And you're accusing us of making up stories. The Amar I've seen in Nadoya. Moises l'nidva tziverosli, and the Moises leftover is brought up as a carbon tziver on oile for on the mizbech. The ain oilus oiv betibur, and we do not. And since what do you do? We hold not like Rabbi Yeshua that says that you bring it up as an individual carbon. We hold like the first opinion that says that you bring it up like a communal carbon. And therefore, if it's a communal carbon, we know that a communal carbon cannot be oilus. We paskin that this when you take the money, you can't have a bird as a communal carbon. And exactly. Ain't oil betibur Rashi. Rashi, the fourth line from the top. Ain't my kitchen boilers alive. Ain't like him. The man had a dove. You never buy with the communal money. A bird. Habur, a dove, a bodim, a lady made it up. The manolo, how do you know this? Leave a tibalaz, like a rabbon, the pligle rabbelezer. Like the rabbon who argued rabbelezer. It's like a bon who argued Abishur as well. And the ain't oilers alive betibur. The tanya betibur is kind of he could have been hatoidim. You should be makri from the toidim over there with the dove. Hayochin may be oif. The ain't atibur may be oif. So that's the swara. Once you hold that the ketzim mizbeach is a carbon oiler and it's communal, then obviously it cannot be a bird. Says him on a bite. Av Shmuel, Sov l'ha Rabbi Yechon Shmuel from Bavel also agrees with Rabbi Yechon that says that just like Rabbi Yechon started with the whole Gemara, that a carbon tummy that was no longer necessary. What did they do with the carbon tummy? Led Bezen Masna Lane, and you swap it for money. Or you don't have to swap for money. You bring this actual animal itself directly on the mizbeach because it started out being an oiler and it finishes out being an oiler. Shmuel said the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Name Shmuel, carbonized tzibur, a carbon tzibur, sochin moishchasin lemashahein, that you shech the animal to similar to what its original purpose was." What do you mean? That's exactly what it means. The carbon tamid l'chatchila is a carbon oiler. When you no longer need it, what do you do with this carbon tamid? You bring it up as an oiler. An oiler is a dover. So you shecht it exactly what it was in the beginning. That's exactly what Rabbi Yechon said.
Rabbi Yechon said you've got to change money. He seems to say the thing itself. Rabbi Yechon said you've got to do a whole thing to change the money.
No, he doesn't. Like I'm saying, we're using this animal itself as... if you hold Lev Bez Masna Lane, exactly, no Kedusha, you buy this. Let's do Rashi. Lahod Rabbi Yechon, the Amalil, Timidin, Shlahut Schul, Rab Shimon, according to Rab Shimon, the less lay Lev Bez Masna Lane, you're right. According to the Rabban, and hold Lev Bez Masna Lane, it's no longer Kedush. So then when they buy it with the new money, you swap for money, then we buy it, you sell it, and then you buy it back with the new money. However, according to Rab Shimon, I believe Lev Bez Masna Lane, that's what the Gemara we're learning right now. According to Rab Shimon, doesn't believe Lev Bez Masna Lane, which means he cannot just swap it over money. We don't wait to have a moon, we put it on the bed directly. And Shmuel is saying the same thing. According to Rab Shimon, you don't have to wonder about. It's like Shmuel said the same thing. What did he say? He said, you shecht it. Sakin Moshchasan Moshchasan. Sakin Hashechten. The sakin that you use a shecht. Stam Moshchasan, you shechted what? The carbon. So who frish mitchil lekach? For the very original carbon, you set it aside. I feel it ain't the oisa carbon. At Stam Mamid, the same thing, because initially you wanted it to be a tamid. And now we're just on stamina oil, but it's close enough. Could go in oil as tamid, oil the kate, e main roll, tamid can be a tamid. So you want to write Tanya Nami Hoch, we learned talking about Isa. Umoyde Rashimin, Rashimin is Moyde. Sheim like Kara Besei, when it comes to a goat. Sheim like Kara Beregel, if you cannot bring it a Yamta, you can have it as Chaydish. You bring it and it's Chaydish. In other words, not that you sell it or whatever, the very animal that was in a yamtiv will bring a l'shchaydish. V'im loy kada b'l'shchaydish, you can't bring a l'shchaydish. In the first, let's say it was Tishrei, you bring it now on Yom Kippur, the first possible opportunity. You can be Yom Kippur. V'im loy kada b'l'shchaydish, then you can bring a sukkah. V'im loy kada b'l'shchaydish, you can bring a sukkah. You miss sukkah, bring it next yamtiv Pesach. Shemit chilase lebor el lechaper amizbech achitzen. The Mishnah says that as long as it has some similarities, since they're all coming to be mechaper, he said, tak, it's not the same. I hold that the musaf of every yomtiv is different. The musaf of yomtivim is if there's no yediyah betchila, but there was a yediyah besayf. The musaf of that's the musaf of Yom Kippur. The musaf of yomtivim is if there was no yediyah betchila, no yediyah besayf. The musaf of Rosh Chodesh is a toyer she'achal tamei. So even though everyone is different, but since they're similar or close enough, they're all coming to be mechaper on a certain kind of a tumor, therefore you can change it from one yantif to another yantif. So we see that as long as it has some similarity, you can proceed to shecht it. The same thing, the carbon tamid is an oiler, even though this is a tamid, so it's for Klal Yisrael, and now you can no longer use a tamid, you can bring it up as an oiler, as a mizbeach. It's still similar enough because they're both oilers. So that's an idea that this is correct. You bring it up itself. No one needs it. It's for Klal Yisrael. We're bringing a raya that doesn't have to be exactly the same original carbon you set it aside for. As long as it has some overlap. For original carbon, it's good enough. So since all these carbonis musafim are there for tumah, even though the tumah itself in each one is different, but they're all coming for tumah's kodesh and mikdash, so that's good enough. The same thing here is when you have a carbon oiler, even though originally the carbon oiler is tamid, now it's a carbon oiler is nadava, it's close enough. Rashi. That we bring on the mechitzah and it should have something similar to what originally was set aside for to akapara for tum mechata is the tum migdash from migdash tikkul the tum is migdash. You can bring a migdash avagav she ain't avapi she ain't kaparos. It's not exactly the same. It's identical. That's the two dots. Next gemara.
What about the years, like how can you, if it's for
Shavuos,
then how can you bring it on?
Years Nissan. Shavuos Nissan is when we mark a new year for these things.
Okay, so if you don't bring it on.
Right, then you have a problem. Then you can't.
You can't.
There must be Pesach to, I said I was wrong. Must be Pesach to Shavuos. Good point, yeah.
Yeah, but it says in the Kol Beregel Zeh, which means Sukkos.
Yeah, but maybe it doesn't mean that. Maybe over here it means Pesach. What did he say there? He has a good point. From Sukkot to Pesach, it comes next year. They have to bring from the new money. Maybe it means Pesach to Shavuos.
Pesach
to Shavuos. No, Pesach to Shavuos. But he translates Sukkot to Pesach. Yeah, so maybe it means Pesach to Sukkot. Yeah, Pesach to Shavuos. Next Yom Tov after Pesach is Shavuos. Oh yeah, or you know the Pesach.
Sukkot is the last one. You didn't do it. What do you do then?
So maybe it's not a continuum. Maybe just give different cases, different examples. Keep asking about. Our Gemara adds one more nuance, and not only that both coming to Matai, Tumas, Migdash, Kedoshah, but also that both belong in Mitbech HaChitzel. And the reason why we highlight that is because in Kippur we have another carbon, which is Mitbech HaPanimi, and that's not the one where, that one there you can't mix up. Tell you more about it. It says in the Mishnah, the Al Zodin, the inner carbon comes to atone for a Shaygi where there was a Yediyah B'Tchila, but no Yediyah B'Saif, and over there it's only Toile, it suspends until you remember you bring your carbon. But also, Al Zodoin Tumas Midrash Vigadoshev, if it didn't be mazed, and you knew you were tameh, and you ate karbanah. So you knew you were tameh, you went to Beis Hamikdash. Seir hanasa b'fnim. I talk to that. Menon mila. How do you know for a major does that as well? The Sarabon we learn. It says a pasuk v'chiper ala kodesh mitumah bnei Yisrael mechaper and the kodesh mitumah. It says a pasuk umepishayim. And then the Bishayim B'chol Chataisim. Till now, we were dwelling on the word L'chol Chataisim, which means a mistake. But also the Mipishayim, which means deliberate. B'chayinu Oymer, Hayinu Pishayim means deliberate. Sorry, Pishayim Eila Mardim. Those who do deliberate. B'chayinu Oymer, it says in Pasik, Melech Boyav. Melech Moyav, Pashad be the king of Moyav sent a letter to Yishofa. You committed treason. And you were a traitor. Melech Moy Poshabi, Oimer, and it says in Pasig there, it says, Oz Tivsha Livna Be'esahi. So that they went, I'm not sure what you're talking about over there, but Oz Tivsha Livna Be'esahi, again, we see that Pshia, and means rebelling. Rebelling against the king. So we see that Pshoyi means deliberate Avedis, not Meshagik. And chatois, it says in the pasuk chatois, elu hashgagas. Chenoim and nefesh kesetim hashgagas. So when it says the pasuk that's coming to mechapin, metun bnei Yisrael, it says mupishayem lekol chatoisam. Pishayem means mezid, chatoisam means shagig. And we really learned before that chatoisam means you had to have yidi in the beginning, but no yidi at the end. And pishayem means any kind of deliberate. It says in the right al shar aveda shabatayda. It says in Mishnah. All other avedas are taken care by the azazel. And the Mishnah gives a whole bunch of examples. The Mishnah says. Kalos and Chamudis, light avedis and serious ones. Zdainis v'shgogas, deliberate and inadvertent. Hoida v'lo hoida, those that you know that you didn't know. Asei v'loisase, positive and negative. Krisis and Mrs. Bezin, punishments of Karis and Mrs. Bezin. And Seir ha'mishtalei v'chapen, all of these seem to v'chapen. Seems to me redundant. What's Kalos, what's Chamudis, what's Asei, what's Loisase, what's going on here? Says the Gemara. When you say kalas, these are the general avedas, mitzvahs and avedas, and chamudas would be the example which says the haynu kris the mitzvah bezin. Hoida is mazid. You said mazid and shagig. Then it says hoida v'lo hoida. What's hoida? Hoida means you know what you're doing. Mazid. Loi hoida means you didn't know what you're doing. Haynu shagig. So why the repetition? It seems to be repeating itself all the time. Rashi. Hainu kalos, hainu asei v'loisase. In the middle of the page, first line v'loisase says Rashi claiming hainu kalos. What's a kala? Asei v'loisase. And my tani lutati. Why repeat it? Hainu zdeinus, hainu hoida. When you knew, what do you mean doing? You're deliberate. Kesal kedat the hoida. She yoda. He knew v'asei did. The hainu made it. It's amazing. The lekel meimer hoida. She knew the loshka gosay. Hoida doesn't mean that he knew his shake. It says Rashi kida pashin lebechol duchta. If doesn't mean what we learned in Gemara till now that you had idea before idea afterwards, and that's what hoida means. You can't have lechatoyz v'sham is v'doin. If so, then if you knew that you did an aveda, then that's when you bring on proper chatas. You decide that the seir nasa b'fnim has nothing to do with that. You got to bring your chatas. Yet the Mishnah says you keep it as a kapara. Kapara means it takes care of the issue, atones it. Most obviously means you didn't know. So what does it mean? Hoida v'lo hoida? Isn't that the same as shaking mazed? Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, back to the Gemara. Rav Yehuda said, "Hachi kamer." This is how you read it. Al shad avedas shebetayda. All other avedas outside of tumah, bein kalas, bein chamudas, whether they're lenient, whether the chomer. And now the Mishnah is explaining what it means. Bein shasim b'shoyeg, bein shasim amazed. Whether you did them b'shoyeg amazed. Oysen shasim b'shoyeg. Those did b'shoyeg. Bein noida lois fakem, bein leina lois fakem. Those did b'shoyeg. We're talking about a shaygi here that the Yom Kippur is mechaper. Which shaygi is Yom Kippur mechaper? L'chayda for your shaygi, you bring a kar mechatas. But we have a concept called an osham tolu. A chatas and an osham vadai, where you didn't have a deserves an osham, there's no way out of it. You know, you lie by a pekod, there's no way out of it. You have to bring your carbon regardless of Yom Kippur went by. An osham tolu will have more creases of achleikas between to the name, what it means. But generally, if you have two pieces of fat sitting on the table, one was treif and one was kosher, and you ate one of them, and you don't know which one it was. Or according to another opinion, there was one piece of fat on the table, safik shum and safik chelik, whether it was kosher or whether it was treif, and you don't know what you did. So what kind of carbon do you bring? You cannot bring a chatas or an osham because you don't know. You bring an osham toli. If Yom Kippur went by before you brought your osham toli, Yom Kippur will be mechapi you. Unless you find out later what it definitely what it was. But kol zman, you don't know, Yom Kippur was mechapi you. So then he says there, Oisin Shasan Bashagi, Bain Noy the Lice Fake and Bain Lane Lice, you knew about the Suffolk. Or not. The Elu Hank Kalis, and now the Mishnah spells out, so it's not repeating itself, it's defining. What's a Kala? I say, well, Lice. The Elu Hank Hamudas, Kinisim Mizabesin, Rashi. Omer Abiyuda, the same for the Mastisin, Mefarashil Lereish is explaining, the Kula, Pity of the Kala Hamudasu. It's all explaining what it means, Kala Hamudas. Bain Chal Bashagi, Hai Shagi, Hoka Lekal Frushel, Badovish, Angel Gaza Chatas. We're talking about something where there's no Chatas involved, Ela Oshim Tolu, a suspended Oshim, Kigoin, Ochal Achas, Mishte Chatichas. He had a piece from two pieces, Achas Shal Chelev, Achas Shashum, one was today, one was kosher, many days, Och, you don't know which one you ate. Bain Shinoi Delos Faken, Shinoi Delos Shabal, even whether, if you knew, I ate something and I don't know what I ate. Who cares? You attack at the ring of Oshim Tolu, but not if your kippah went through. Bain Shaloi Noi Deloi Leif Nei Kippuri, you didn't even know before Yom Kippur that this happened. She'ochal Sofik Chalev, Ein Tzarech Lohavi Acha Yom Kippurim Oshim Tolu. You no longer have to bring the Oshim Tolu. V'ochin Amitam HaKadis says, Chayovi Hashem is Tului, and if you're Chayiv in Oshim Tolu, she'ovar Alein Yom Kippurim, and Yom Kippur went by, Peturin Yepotin. V'yal Lohasim Mikron Yeposik. So now I'm going to analyze. You tell me, and I say, and Eloise says, hi, I say, hey, chidami. When you say, and I say, that Yom Kippur is mechaper, what are we talking about? Either loyav a truva, he didn't do truva. How can you keep him mechaper? Zevach reshoyim to Eva, the carbon that they brought is like an abomination. So what you brought a sin, you brought a what do you call it, an azazel. How is that a kapara? Zevach reshoyim, if he still retained to be a rashi, he didn't do truva to Eva. And either other truva, he did truva, what did Yom Kippur for? Kol yom nami, every day. The time we learned, over a mitzvah say, if he did tshuva, if he did tshuva on a mitzvah say, they forgive you straight away. So where did Yom Kippur come in? Rashi, hi, I say the mechaper. Let me give you. Tell me that comes and I say Yom Kippur is mechaper. What are we talking about? Hey, chidami, either loy asa tshuva she einu toya cheta. He has no regrets about a sin. Haksiv zebach reshayim toyeva. Vehechi mechaper come Yom Kippur. Haki Yom Kippur come and give mechaper. Vida avat shuv dit shuv lo mele ki budim ko yem nam shuv me khapro le shuv me khapro tanya lo izoz me shom atshe moy khlez me khapro so what's going on here Omar Abzeida if you remember we had a machlek between Chacham and Rebbe how Yom Kippur operates and Rebbe goes so far as to say that itzumay shel yom mechaper the day itself is mechaper regardless of what your feelings are Omar Abzeida but I'm in the mardai we're talking about a guy that not do tshuva and Yom Kippur mechaper how can that be The Rebbe, this follows the view of Rebbe, the Tanya, Rebbe Yom, and our call Avedah Shabbatayda, all Avedahs in Tayda, Bain Asa Chuba, Bain Loy Asa Chuba, Yom Kippurim Mechaper, Yom Kippurim Mechaper, all your Avedahs except three. Chutz Mepoydik Oil, if somebody does not believe in the Abishta, Prikas Oilnik, or Megalaponim Mechaper, Megalaponim Mechaper, if you remember in Sanhedrin, in the last Peter, we had all Machlekes there, what means Megalaponim Mechaper, one of them was you have shown no Derecheres for Tamil Chamim. Or and Rashi just brings down the opinion that says you did a chutzpah and so on and so forth. Umeifer brisei, it removes his bris, the basar and his flesh. Sheim asa tshuva you can be chappy v'lav and you can be chappy. Those three you need to do tshuva. All other avedas, even though you didn't do tshuva, yom kippur mechappy. So mitzvah say you're talking about you did not do tshuva except those three. Those three you need to do tshuva. My time of the Rebbe. How does the Rebbe know to learn this? The Tanya we learn Kidvara by a buzzer, insulted the words of Hashem. What do you mean insulted the words of Hashem? Zehapoidikoil. That if somebody does not believe in Abishna. Or Megala Ponim Betoida and you Megala Ponim Betoida, because that's a pasig vez mitzvase hofer. It said you insulted and a pasig shlach. You insulted the words of Hashem and you contradicted his mitzvahs, and it says in the pasuk, you should be cut off your people. It says twice, he cut it, he cut it. That's mitzvah, say, heifa, zeha, meifa, bris, bebasa. Somebody removes the bris milah. He cut it, he cut it, means he cut it, lifnei kippurim, and he cut it, la'acha yakippurim. That he deserves cutters before you keep it, deserves cutters after you keep it. Yochal would have thought if he was a tshuva that these three avedas, even if you did tshuva, Tamalaymer, Avoyna Ba, calls man the sinners with you. Le'marti, when do I say that you deserve cutters? Elbizman Sha Avoyna Ba, the sin is still with you. So Rebbe says that all avedas you keep them chaper even though you didn't do tshuva. And that's what our mission is talking about. And so our mission, our mission is Rebbe. Except those three avedas, he did tshuva, fine. Otherwise, no. Rashi. The Kashloch Eyes ever Hashem Teva, Mastis Rebbe, the author of our mission, Rebbe, Dominic, put him a chapel, Asha Ain, and Sham, even if you don't do Truva, Vahikrom, Mukhil, Vashay, Yemen. And this pasuk that says Zevach Hashem to Eved, talking about the rest of the year, you bring a carbon, no tshuva, it's worthless. Poitik oil is a kaifa beaker, denies the Eved, the megal upon him, a taida bo al divre, taida bechutzpah. He treats taida with chutzpah, or with gilui as upon him. He shows how disparaging he is of the taida. The moshul, we have Menashe, Yeshiv, a deidish by Godish Adaifi. He used to make stories, all kinds of madrashim had nonsense. Lahil, Moshe, Lichtev, Elav, Asim, Naiz, Pelegish. Or by Yehud Ruben makes Yechitim and all those things we learned in Sanhedrin. Bris Bosan Miller, he took away his Miller. The Vada Vai Boz is that Poyda Goyal, Shabiza Diborishin, that he insulted the first word, Sha'omer Besin, that said, Anoich Hashem Lekecha. It says, Dvar Hashem Boz, the words of Hashem was insulted. Which words of Hashem? The first words of Anoich Hashem Lekecha. Shalei Shom Wais Epi Agvura. Why is that called Dvar Hashem? Because remember, all other Diboris we heard from Moshe Rabbeinu, the only ones we heard from Hashem was Anoich Hashem Lekecha. Umegal Aponim, the Afke Krab Alashim Bezoyin, we use the word Buzzer. Insulting, that's chutzpah. That's what Rashi uses, not Tamil Chami, but the chutzpah, because we're talking about baza. He's insulting the words of Torah. So maybe it's also sheet mitzvah yechidis, because hey, for you, it's a single individual mitzvah. Loya Marti was Mashavayin, but when do I say you get cut? It's only if this sin is to lead in the tshuva. Alma, b'she'enu shav koid in the tshuva kro, v'hanat lasu, have negolol, and only these three Avedas do we say you need to tshuva. Afla acha yem kippurim, habishar, all other mitzvahs, afa p'she'enu shav, it is not the tshuva, yem kippurim mechaper. Freddy, you want to back to the Maramus Fenim, Rabbanan, that whole, that all Avedas you need to tshuva. All Avedas. You keep it not mechaper until you do tshuva. So what do you mean? So why in this passage, Varavai, Bozi, Kodesh, only mention these three Avedas? According to Rabbanan, all Avedas are the same. Says in Gemara, Rabbanan, you know why it repeats? He Kodesh ba'olam hazeh, ti Kodesh la'olam haba. These three Avedas are unique. That if you don't do tshuva, even if you normally we say that Misa itself is a kapara, but these three Avedas, you don't do tshuva, Misa itself is not a kapara. All other Avedas, even without tshuva, the Misa is a kapara, except these three. So you know you have two things. You have all other Avedas, you have a Yom Kippur, and you have a Misa, that's your tshuva. By these three, even if you had a Yom Kippur, and you had a Misa, it's not, you will still be cut off from Yom Haba unless you do tshuva. Avoyna ba, the sin is there. She'im asa tshuva, the mace. You did tshuva, and you died. Misa mamrekes, these three Avedas, and the rest not. Rashi, the Marti, of Rabbana and the East Lunami Bishar Vedas, the Enyaki Mukhnam Chapir, Al Shein and Shavin and Luchuva, Amlok, hide the golden crop behind the class. You know why these three Avedas single out? Labi Yem Kippur Idi, not Toman Yem Kippur. Eli Hikores, Tikores, the Gama, Tikores, Lalam Haba, you'll be cut from Haba, Shaat Misa, even though you died, Eina Mamrekis, Al Shadla, Shalala, will not atone for these three Avedas. Below Chuva, let's do Chuva. Avo Sharaves, all other Avedas, Below Chuva, Nami, Misa Mamrekis, Acha Yem Kippurim. So Rashi adds, not just Misa alone, you need Yem Kippur and you need Misa. To all other Avedas, even though you didn't tshuva, you keep putting blame misaloi. Your kippur on his own doesn't do it, so it sounds like when actually you need two. You need a yom kippur and you need a misa from whenever you did the Aveda, and that's enough. When it comes to these three, you need tshuva. Sheim also tshuva, but ain't avoyin abo misa. Like if you did tshuva, you have no longer sin. Your misa will atone you. Af al shalosh shalom on these three, v'loy tikkaris la'olam haba. You won't be cut off for olam haba. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah.